This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
And welcome to lettuce. Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Greg Benson.
My name is Greg Benzine.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean seriously. Yeah. How like, do we know for sure?
Calm down.
I'm just saying, I don't know for sure.
How many episodes have we done?
Over 50. We've done over 50 episodes now.
And you don't know my name?
I'm not sure about it. I listen, I think it's Craig, but I'm not sure. Okay, so guys, here's the deal. We're doing a live episode now. We did this once before. Now we're doing it once again. This is the last live episode we'll ever do in front of a live audience until the next time we do it.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to clean my glasses because I don't want to do a podcast with dirty glasses. I know. We don't have the song.
Yeah, how are you going to see? How are you going to
listen? I've never played the song on the podcast. So here's the glasses cleaning time song. Okay. Hey now, it's glasses cleaning time. Yes, it's glasses cleaning time.
Cleaning time.
It feels so good. It's a real good rhyme. Hey now. All right, I'm a little drunk, so it came off sloppy.
So yeah, this was a drinking live stream that we'd been doing.
We did a drinking live stream, and we did drink whiskey shots. And you know what? We're going to drink another whiskey shot because I have a feeling that somebody who's watching right now is going to be like, you know what? For $20, Craig and I will both drink a big shot of whiskey to make this episode better. And you get a shout out on the episode, and it will be special. So someone please do a thing. I'm going to go back to this that shows the Venmo so that people can click on it.
This is a podcast. We're doing a podcast, Greg.
We're doing a podcast, but I'm putting the Venmo thing right there. So people can click on that. I'll put it right down there.
All right.
People can click on it.
I feel like you're still in live stream mode.
No, I know because we are live in front of an audience. Let me see how many people are watching right now. Yeah.
My fucking dick! My dick!
That's so true. That's
And just like last time we did the live.
That was Bobby.
I'm gonna blurbs.
I'm gonna go over here so that blurbs. Way when people do that, they can see on the screen. They can see. Mm-hmm. Chattitudes is playing a thing. Chattitudes said, "Hey Greg. Hey Chad. And thank you, Bobby, for playing my dick. If you know what I'm saying, thanks for playing my dick. I'm going to leave this up. We're going to have some things on the screen now, which people are not used to on YouTube. But now we'll have it because we're on Twitch. This is Twitch. By the way, Twitch, much better for live streaming than YouTube. Much more fun.
Is it? I don't know.
Come on. You just did a stream for like the last 3 hours. We watched a movie.
Yeah, but I never did one with you on YouTube before, so I don't know.
We did do one on YouTube. When you came to visit me, we did a live stream on YouTube one time.
We did?
Yeah, and we ate weird foods, you and me.
A long time ago.
It was a long time. It was a year ago. You were here a year ago and we did that.
Wait,
so guys,
that was on YouTube?
It was on YouTube. No, that was probably two visits ago. Last time we just did Twitch stream. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, guys, right now, we just finished a live stream where we watched a 1987 movie called Strike Commando. And now it's time to do a lettuce podcast. Craig has prepared some exciting news about lettuce for us. So let's hear it, Craig. What's the exciting news?
Well, I don't know if you heard this.
As he's Googling exciting lettuce news.
He's literally Googling exciting lettuce news right now. No, it's very exciting.
I can see that the light has changed as you've opened up Google to Google exciting lettuce news.
You're not even letting me talk. You're not even letting me talk.
All right, go ahead and talk. I want to hear what you have to say. Go ahead and talk. I'm going to stop talking. You go ahead and say the things that you want to talk, because we want to know what's going on in that crazy brain of yours. What is happening in that brain of Craig Benzine's?
That crazy bread of mine?
What does he want to say now? I want to hear some words from Craig Benzine's mouth.
Guys, Greg has had a lot of whiskey.
I have. I have. And you know what? Look, I'm going to trust that somebody's going to buy us another shot, and I'm going to go ahead and drink another shot so that it sets in before Joyce DeWitt joins us in a few minutes.
Wait, Joyce DeWitt's joining us?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's a special night. Cheers, folks.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wait, no, the real Joyce DeWitt this time? Because last time we have had a fake Joyce DeWitt
No, and the last one was real, too.
Are you all right? Are you all right?
Yeah, it's just that whiskey makes me cough sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a really good whiskey. I just got to have to say. What do you think's better, this whiskey or your whiskey?
Well, I have Suntory, and it's my favorite.
Why don't you take another shot of it if it's your favorite?
I'm going to drink it slowly. I'm going to... I've also mixed it with Curious Elixirs, the non-alcoholic brand.
I'm sorry, Curious Elixirs?
Yeah.
Curious the hell is that?
Curious Elixirs. Not a sponsor.
What the hell is it? It sounds horrible.
Like, it's like they make basically non-alcoholic cocktails.
That sounds terrible.
Why does it sound so bad?
Hang on. I'm gonna eat a thing here. Hang on.
Why?
There's another thing we don't usually do on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm eating a pretzel. Man, this podcast
Greg, did you
is
know,
special.
Yeah. So here's the lettuce news. Are you ready?
What's the lettuce news?
So I came across this article a while ago, and I just... wrote it down because I knew, and I prepared it for this podcast because I knew we were going to.
All right, let's hear it.
This towering lettuce storage hack makes preserving crisp, fresh leaves easy.
Let's hear it.
So basically, you store the lettuce in a tall plastic food container with individual portions of chopped lettuce divided by sheets. Paper towels, Greg. Yeah. Paper towels, Greg.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah? What is?
I don't know.
Are you all right?
I might be a little drunk. Okay. Just
I think there's probably like a 20% chance this will actually be an episode of two guys talking about lettuce. About a 20% chance.
No, this is an episode. Okay. I can pull it together. Hang on.
Yeah.
I can pull it together. Watch this. Here we go.
All right.
Let's just pretend I've just been pulled over by a police officer and I'm driving and he's like, "Have you had anything to drink tonight? Watch this." No, officer, no, I don't drink alcohol.
Okay.
Look how convincing that shit was.
So you're just trying to prove to me that you're sober right now?
I'm totally sober. No, and honestly, Craig, to tell you the truth, I haven't had any alcohol tonight.
Yeah.
This is just it's just tea.
So you're
in here.
Just trying to
This is tea. Is all I'm saying. I've just been drinking small glasses, small cups of tea.
Oh, the whole night?
Yeah, the whole night. And it's even decaffeinated, so I'm not even feeling the effects of caffeine right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So
No, great. I'm totally completely sober.
Okay. Cool.
So and if anyone would like to buy me another shot of this tea, please feel free.
You're still in you're in live stream mode here, Greg.
And here's the deal. This video is going to go up on YouTube. People are going to see that Venmo link that's right over there. They could just for the hell of it send me a dollar. They're like, "You know what? I've enjoyed your podcast. Here's a dollar." Greg,
We'll talk about if this becomes an episode tomorrow.
No, this will be an episode, and I'm going to share that dollar with you, by the way. If someone sends me a dollar, you're getting half of it. I'm just saying that. Anything that comes in during the podcast to that Venmo link, you're getting half of it. Oh, my God. Choco Mama has tipped $20. Thank you, Choco Mama. It's time for another shot of tea.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen tea come in a bottle like that.
Cheers, friends.
Yep.
Cheers. I'm drinking this one a little more slowly because too much tea
can be
difficult on the system.
How was your day today, Greg? How was your day?
It was great. I did a live stream with my buddy Craig.
Yeah. What else did you do? That was like the end of the day.
We watched a movie.
Yeah. That was during the live stream. But what did you do for the day?
Today was a day that I feel like you're trying to make conversation.
Yeah. I'm trying to get off of this whole
I have a weird feeling that you're trying to talk about things.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do.
I don't mean to call you out on it though, because I see your bullshit.
Yeah.
And I raise you one.
Okay. Yeah.
No, listen, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I've been out of town for the past like several days and been very, very busy for the past week. Had a lot of big auditions. Had to, like some big auditions, like eight pages of dialogue for Days of Our Lives for one thing.
Wow.
Just a lot of things going on. And
that was your audition, 8 pages?
It was 8 pages long, full of long passages of dialogue.
You had to read all of that for an audition?
I had to read an awful lot. Yes. 8 pages of dialogue for an audition. Usually an audition is like 3-4 pages and you're done. And the lines aren't that long. This one was long passages.
That just
for
seems
eight
like
pages
a long
straight.
For whoever's deciding, the casting director, that's just a lot of
Well,
watching.
Here's the thing. When you have an audition like that, it means it's a big part. It means it's a big part. Tim is asking me General Hospital or As the World Turns. The audition that I had before Days of Our Lives was for another doctor role on General Hospital. I keep auditioning for doctors, and I keep booking doctor roles.
You do look like a doctor. You really do look like a doctor.
That's fine by me.
Can I tell you my health problems?
Let's hear it. Your health problem? Oh, yeah. Is it impotency?
My problems.
Impotency. Is it impotency?
Yes.
You should try those dick pills.
Wow. Convincing. Yeah, I would hire you as a doctor.
Yeah, there's a pill. It's called Dick Pills. Just go to dickpills.com and you can order them there. Anyway. Okay. So today was a day when I was catching up on stuff because I've been so busy lately. I was like, I got a lot of stuff to do in the house. I had to install a water descaler on the pipes here. I had to do some plumbing work. I had to fix it's been a multi-part process to fix a leak in the trunk of my car. There was one tiny little part that was still leaking.
What's a water descaler?
A water descaler is something that actually turns hard water into soft water, and it takes the scale out of it. And we've had a problem with hard water in the house. So I installed that, and I also installed a thing called a flume, which is it measures the water usage in your house. So I did a lot of stuff like that.
Do you find that most of your life is just working on house stuff?
When you have a house, you have to do house stuff. I was talking to somebody recently who has a very, very expensive house, like a multi-million dollar house. And they said, constantly working on my house. And I'm like, you have a multi-million dollar house. And they're like, yes, but what you need to understand is that my multi-million dollar house was built by the same people who built your house. And I'm like, I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I actually don't think that's true. I think that's just something that they made up. I think that they're generalizing.
Yeah, right. So what's your point?
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Mmm.
So
it's been a long time since I drank whiskey. Chattitude says adult life is just fixing shit.
Yeah, it kind of is. If my wife and child left me. My wife.
I don't understand. You can't say it like that. It doesn't make sense.
My wife.
Nope.
And yeah, I feel like that's going to be my thing now.
Nope, you can't do it. We will not move on if you do not say it like Borat. That's the rule.
My wife and child.
My wife.
There you go.
And child left me, if they ever left me.
Yeah, which they will.
And yeah, when they do, and I'm sad and alone.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting an apartment. I don't want a house. I just don't want one.
But you have an apartment, and then people are going to be walking on your ceiling all the time, and the guy next to you is going to be playing Def Leppard at like level 11. You're going to hear Def Leppard all the time, and you're going to be like, why is the guy always listening to fucking Def Leppard? And then you knock on the door, and you're like, can you turn down the Def Leppard? And he's like,
when's the last time you lived in an apartment?
He's like, I'm sorry, every time I take a shower, I got to put on Def Leppard. I'm like, why? He's like, that's how I shower.
You lived in an apartment. When's the last time?
The last time I lived in an apartment, let me see. I've lived in this house for 8 years. I lived in the house before it for 11 years. So it has been 19 years since I lived in an apartment. 19 years. And let me tell you something. I don't miss it.
I lived in apartments up until we got this house. So like most of my life.
You know what, Craig? You know what, Craig?
And I loved it. I loved it.
Did you?
I had no problem with it. Yeah, I had no problem with living in an apartment.
Well, here's the good thing about living in an apartment is you don't have to fix any shit. You don't have to pay to fix any shit because they'll just do it for you. Yeah. Oven breaks, you're like, hey, oven's broken. All right, we'll get you a new oven. Great, when are you going to do that? In about 3.5 months. All right, fine. I'll live without an oven. I'll use the toaster.
Yeah.
And then you're like making spaghetti in your toaster.
I ate out a lot, so it didn't really matter.
Man, I had a girlfriend in college.
No, okay, Greg. Okay. Greg, I'm very aware of all the ways anything people say can be sexual. I'm very aware of it. I'm very aware.
Oh, my God. Hang on.
Okay.
Talk. I have to drink water.
Okay.
The whiskey went up my nose.
Okay. All right. All right.
In the back end.
Okay. I feel like it looks like you're doing sit-ups. You keep going up to the microphone and back. Yep. Okay. Okay, here it comes. My point is, Greg, when they leave me and I'm sad and alone, I'm going right to an apartment and I'll be fine. I don't care about having a house, but it's nice when you have a family.
Well, I'm glad that you have a plan when your family falls apart.
I do.
I am so glad you have a plan. Here's my plan.
I'm hanging by a thread over here.
Here's my plan. Be married for the rest of my life and live happily ever after. Time to eat more pretzels.
That is my plan. It's just, you gotta always assume it's all going to fall apart at any moment, right?
Death by Puppet says, big Def Leppard fan here. Yeah, nice. Do you crank it up to 11 when you get in the shower, Death by Puppet? This is live streaming, guys. That's why this episode is different.
Yeah.
Because we're live.
What are you eating?
I don't know. I got to be honest with you, Craig. I'm so freaking drunk right now. It's ridiculous. I never get this drunk. I have had, I don't know, 8 shots of whiskey.
I think you drank more than I did.
Hey, man, this here's Elvis. Yeah. I got some clams.
Excuse me, I will dance.
Clam bake, gonna have clam bake.
He's dancing.
Clam bake, gonna have clam bake.
Oh, he's dancing, but he's
gonna have clam bake. 1, 2, 3. Gonna have clam bake. Look at him. Gonna have clam bake. 4, 5, 6. Gonna have clam bake. Look at him. 6. Clam bake, gonna have clam bake. Clam bake, gonna have clam bake.
Now it looks like he's malfunctioning. He's malfunctioning. What's happening? It's all coming crashing down now. Like right at the end there, I could see the moment where it all switched off. Your body stopped working.
I'm starting to think I had too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm starting to think I had a little too much tonight.
Yeah, I think you might have had too much, Craig. Let's let the moral of this episode be don't have too much.
That's oh God!
Right there.
For a second, I thought Ick was here. It's Chattitudes. Oh God! Oh my God! There's something about that Toad singing "Let It Go" is pretty amazing. Oh my God! Mac 0900 says I'm clam baked. Now, Craig, why aren't you as drunk as I am?
Love the burp. I don't know that I drank as much as you did. Can I see your bottle of whiskey? Can I see how much whiskey you had?
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Here's the deal.
No, it was literally up to here when we started. Yeah. I've had this much whiskey.
Yeah.
What? No. No, I didn't realize I had that much. This is stupid. That is stupid. Do you realize that tomorrow is Saturday and Saturday is my day to like take care of Charlie and go and have, as my kid, and go and have some fun with my son?
Yeah.
So tonight, that means that when we're done with this, so first of all, I'm going to go ahead and take off the Venmo thing. You guys don't need to send us anymore. I'm taking off the Venmo thing, and I'm going to go over it. Listen, I'll take off the rest of it. Boom. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. There's the Venmo thing again. Oh,
okay.
Hang on. I got it. Okay, we're fine.
Venmo's back.
We're fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's the deal.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'm spending the day with my son, which, and by the way, he's my favorite person to spend the day with, him and my wife. My wife! And I'm going to need to stay
up. My wife.
So I'm going to have to stay up late tonight drinking water until I feel fine, because that is the key. In case anyone doesn't know,
that's
the key to not getting a hangover. You stay up. You stay up as late as you can drinking water until you feel absolutely fine, and then you go to sleep. It's not fun, but you have to do it.
But it also doesn't work 100%. You're still going to feel bad.
It's worked every time for me, honestly.
Like 100%?
Well, maybe not 100%, but 99%. Yeah. I will tell you that during pandemic year, when it was lockdown year, there was about a solid year of lockdown, I drank more that year than I have combined my entire life.
Wow.
And a lot of it was thanks to my live streams, because people kept buying me drinks because there was nothing else to do but just hang out, watch movies, and drink. And so I learned the lesson that was taught to me by my friend Aaron Yonda, who said, drink water and stay up late before you go to bed. If you're like exhausted and you feel drunk and you go to bed, you're going to wake up with a hangover because you'll be dehydrated. But if you stay up and you keep drinking water until you feel fine and then go to bed, you'll wake up feeling fine. Now, only maybe once or twice have I woken up with a bit of a hangover, but it's never been terrible.
That's good. I mean, sometimes you might drink so much that you're never going to feel fine until the next day.
I'll feel fine. If it takes me an hour or two to stay up, it's only 9:49 now, so I may have to stay up. I'm going to stop drinking right now. I've just cut myself off. And if I have to stay up until midnight drinking, then I will. Oh, my God, guys. Now it's time for the bonus section for Patreon-only people who are on Patreon, and the bonus section for Patreon people, bonus Patreon people section starting now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. Thank you. I hope that you all enjoyed it. That was just for the Patreon peeps and our live viewers. There were a bonus 65 people who were watching that section that have never... Mm-hmm. Those people might not be our Patreon peeps. By the way, the Patreon is patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And the Twitch that we're currently on is twitch.tv/mediocrefilms.
We took our shirts off during that.
We did. And the place where you can buy things and have them delivered the next day is Amazon.com.
Why did you say that?
This stream is sponsored by Amazon.com.
Amazon, really?
Do you want to buy everything?
Do you have to say .com when you say Amazon? Do you have to say .com?
You, because otherwise, like otherwise people won't know how to find it. They'd be like, what do I do? Do I go to the Amazon forest? No, you don't. No, no. You go on the internet.
Everyone knows what Amazon is. You just say Amazon.
No. Susan Blasnesberg of Canoga Park, Wisconsin doesn't know where it is. She has no idea.
Really?
You go to Amazon.com on the internet machine, and you can buy everything.
It sounds like she's a little bit I mean, I live in Wisconsin. I could go find her.
No, you can't. You know why? Canoga Park, Wisconsin doesn't exist. I made it up.
Oh.
You look it up.
Okay.
Look it up. See if there's a Canoga Park, Wisconsin.
Greg, you're not being entirely truthful with me here?
Maybe not. I'm eating pretzels. Damn it, I'm eating pretzels, says Mike Birbiglia.
When does he say that?
He talks about how as his dad has gotten older, his dad just gets angry for no reason. Like, he'll be in the other room and he'll hear his dad from the other room yell, "Damn it, I'm eating pretzels!"
Yeah.
Which I think is hilarious. And so every time I eat pretzels with Kim, we always say, "Damn it, I'm eating pretzels."
That's Canoga Park is in California, but it is not in Wisconsin. It is not
Canoga Park is a city in California. It's true.
Yeah. There is no Wisconsin.
I got to remember, reminded me to tell Craig about eyebrows.
Yeah.
So, Craig, eyebrows are a thing that most people have over their eyes, and there's short hairs. And yeah. I think the purpose is that they keep debris from falling into your eyes. They catch the debris that's falling.
What debris?
In case you're anywhere where there's debris that's falling, they catch the debris.
Well, I don't know that they would catch. I mean, if anything that would be big enough to harm your eyes, I don't. I guess, you know, like, little things can get in your eyes and that can be a problem. But when are you going to be hanging out with, like, in a place where, like, dust and gravel is just falling on you a lot?
Well, like, obviously in a French cheese factory, that's where they have most of debris.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, everybody! I guess I'm not that drunk after all because I can still make amazing jokes like that.
Well, the biggest indicator of how drunk you are, Greg, is that you keep saying it. You keep referencing drinking and being drunk. That's the biggest indicator.
I think you did. I did not reference it.
Okay. All right. The debris joke, actually, I appreciate it.
We've never had in this podcast is a clip from a movie that has been played. So here's a clip from a movie.
Okay.
26 and 58. Pickup operation will be in exactly 7 minutes.
All right. See, listen, sometimes people have to hear a great quote from a movie. And that is a great quote if I have ever heard one.
What the hell was that? That was the most mundane quote.
That was from Strike Commando, 1987, a movie that we have seen.
That we just watched?
Yeah, we just watched that movie. You didn't remember that scene?
Whatever you felt when you heard that, it probably resembled something like an empty void in your heart. It was just a bunch of nothingness. That was what the entire movie felt like. That was it.
All right, look, you may say that, but I do have another quote from the movie, and I think you're going to really like it. Here's another short clip. One more. I think you're going to really like this one. It's going to redeem the last one.
Same movie?
Here we go. Same movie.
All will be returned to base. Just 7 minutes.
All right.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, that feeling. That feeling you have now listening. You're like, what was why am I hearing this? What is happening? I feel nothing right now. That's the whole movie. That's the whole movie.
Do you know what that reminds me of? Is that my friend Chris, who I haven't seen in years because he died.
Yeah.
Chris used to search through the Bible for the most meaningless quote in the Bible. And then he would go to like games, like baseball games or whatever, football games, and he would hold up a sign with the verse, the chapter and the verse of the most...
I knew where you were going right when you started. For
the most
reason.
Meaningless verse. So that if there were any really religious Christians who saw it, like, oh, I better look up Genesis 42-7 or whatever it is. They'd look up the thing and it would be about Jesus, you know, putting something on the lower curb or something that didn't make any sense. And he'd be like, what the hell is this supposed to mean? What is this? I just think that is so funny. I think that's awesome. So funny that he went to the trouble of looking through the Bible to find the most meaningless, boring verse possible and then that's holding hilarious. Up a sign in public.
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, it's amazing.
As Jesus once said, and then it's just, I placed my food on the curb.
it's like, what is that supposed to mean? Oh, it's great. You know, because not all of the Bible is quotable. There's a lot of it that's quotable. A lot of it that people like to quote.
Yeah,
they like to refer to. But then there are some lulls in the Bible. It's not all good. There are some lulls. I don't mean to offend anybody who loves every single second of the Bible, but there are some, that thing's got some lulls in it. It's a very long book.
Yeah.
Very long book. Have you read it?
Absolutely not. I think most people have not read.
Oh no, I've read it 17 times.
Wow. And you're not even Christian.
I'm not religious. I'm not Christian. I got to say.
Well, I'm not religious. I'm not Christian. I wouldn't call myself Christian, but I was raised Christian. So.
Yeah. But I got to say, though, once you read it, you realize that guy can write. I mean, that guy was good.
Which guy?
I don't know the name. Like, he's not credited. He's not credited on it. I think his name is Jerry.
And why do you think he can write?
He did a good job. He did a good job.
How?
I don't know if it was the editor who really helped. I don't know how many editors are on the Bible.
What? Just because it's not sentient doesn't mean it's absent of experience, right?
That's so true, Bobby. So true. Thank you, Bobby, for playing that.
Yeah.
Bobby fucking James Taylor Owen just played that. I appreciate that.
I appreciate it, too.
You know what? It feels better to have my eyes closed.
But, Greg, you're supposed to stay up and drink water until you...
Right. I should drink water. Thank you for reminding me. Sometimes I forget.
Yeah. Wait, did we talk about that during the Patreon only or not? I don't remember.
Listen, I don't know. What's Patreon? What is that?
Okay. Wow. It's all falling apart.
How about you, Craig? How was your week?
Pretty good.
Can you tell me what happened with your sponsor? You had something happen with your sponsor.
Yes, you follow me on Patreon, so you
Well, no, you canceled recording a podcast like 2 days ago because you were having issues with your sponsor.
Oh, that's right.
I think you said something about how your sponsor sexually assaulted you. Who was that? Was that HelloFresh? HelloFresh sexually assaulted you?
Jeez. No, nothing about that. No. No, they just wanted a different type of video. I made a video.
And they didn't like it.
Well, they just expected a different kind of video, and they wanted a different kind of video. And I instead of like fighting it, I'm like, you know, I'll just make a different video. So I made a different video, and pretty quickly. But a video that I'm still proud of, and put that up instead.
But you put it up with another sponsorship, right? You had another sponsorship?
No, the same sponsor. Instead of sponsoring the other video, they sponsored this video.
They didn't sponsor two videos? They're not going to sponsor the other video also?
No, the other video I will have a different sponsor for.
Get a lot of sponsors. It's because you're still making videos. I don't get sponsors anymore, but I think it's because I don't make videos. I think those two things are correlated.
You know what? Okay, let's get businessy here for a second.
Let's talk business.
So I just took off 4 months of YouTube and
4 months without sponsors.
without videos, without making any videos.
Hey, you know what? I do that all the time. Sometimes I'll take off 11 months. Yes.
But before that, I
last year I took off 11 months from making videos.
I mean, that's a pretty good break.
Yeah.
But you also have a different job.
It's true. It's true. I act in TV shows. They pay me money to do that.
Yes, I don't do that. I don't live in L.A.
You should do it. It's a good job, honestly. It's a good job.
If I tried to do auditions, it would be local commercials, and they probably wouldn't pay as well.
Can I tell you, honestly, you probably make way more money from your sponsors on YouTube than I make from TV, from like acting on TV shows.
Really?
I have booked 6 TV shows in the past 4 months. 6 TV shows. And I bet that you have made more money off of 1 or 2 sponsorships, probably on 2 sponsorships, than I have from 6 TV shows.
Well, I don't want to get into details about that.
Talk about the money that you've made. Talk about the dollar amount.
I had a great year last year, the best year of my entire career.
What was the total dollar amount that you made?
I'm not going to get into details, but my point I'm trying to make, Greg, let me make my point.
Make your point.
I was making videos like two a month, maybe 3 a month sometimes. I was making a lot of videos.
Yeah.
More, and I was getting a lot of sponsors during that time. Once I stopped making the videos, I'm not getting new sponsors very much now. They're just not coming in. They actually pay attention to how often you make videos and the types of videos you're making.
But here's the thing. But you had one this week and you have another one next week. You're going to have them. They're going to come back. And just the
fact
that
they're going to come back, especially because I'm making more videos again.
Yeah, of course. But the fact, of course, they're not going to like want to sponsor you when you're not making videos, but you take 4 months off, then you come back. You're going to have the sponsors like crazy. It's not going to be a problem for you. I'm really happy for you that after all these years, you're still making videos and still making sponsorship. I just got tired of the whole YouTube game. And look, it pays well. It was fun, but it was also an enormous amount of work. And I know how much work you do. It's too much work for me. I don't want to do
it. It is a lot of work, and it's not. And it is draining on me sometimes. Like,
do you know what I want to do?
I took 4 months off.
Do you know what I want to do? Yeah. Do you know what I prefer to do? I prefer to watch bad movies and beg people to pay me $20 to drink alcohol. That's what I prefer to do.
Well,
that's more funny.
You haven't been doing that. You haven't been drinking alcohol on the bad movies.
Well, that's true. But I still do. I am supported by the viewers. They play blurps and sound alerts and all sorts of things. They donate whenever they want to donate. They can send Venmo. They can do all those things. And I would not be able to do Twitch without the viewers. And let me tell you something. If the Twitch viewers stopped supporting
me... The Egyptians believed the most significant thing you could do in your life was die.
God, I love Kunk on Earth.
Yeah,
so
Kunk
good.
On
Thank
Earth
you, Fur Jockey.
I love that.
That is an example. Someone just played a blurp.
Yeah.
It cost them 250 bits.
I thought you were going to say dollars.
250 bits is $2.50, of which Twitch takes 20%, so I get $2. Now, the person who just paid the 250 bits had to buy those bits, and it cost them more than $2.50. It probably cost them $3 or $3.50, something like
that.
So they pay $3 or $3.50, and I get $2. So that's how I make money on Twitch. Every time someone plays a blurp, I make $2. And people play them over and over during a stream, and it adds up. And if it weren't for you amazing viewers who watch me on Twitch and support me by playing blurps, I wouldn't be able to do it. And if you guys stopped, if you just stopped and all of a sudden I'm doing streams and they weren't making any money, I would stop. Because it's no longer viable. It's no longer a source of income. And I'll be like, well, I better do something else.
Yeah.
Not that I'm just for the money. Like, I love doing it. Yeah. I have so much fun doing it.
You clearly do, because you're into it. You seem so into it, and you're good at it.
Well, I appreciate that. That is a very nice thing for you to say. Do you realize that you and I just recorded episode 415?
I have done
415 episodes of Bad Movies Live. That is ridiculous.
Oh my God.
I have watched 415 horrible movies
Of course you enjoy this then, because you keep doing it.
I enjoy the shit out of it. Sometimes I don't. Yeah. Sometimes the movies are horrible and it makes me sad and it makes me hate life. but there's something about the struggle of getting through a bad movie with my viewers, and there's usually 100 people watching at a time, something like that, about 100 people. And when we watch these bad movies, it is, I feel like it's like a collective experience. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like we all are in it together and like going like, oh, what the fuck is happening to our lives? Why are we doing this? Yeah. And there's something kind of amazing about it. Yeah. Like I love bad movies. I loved bad movies before I started doing this, which is why I started doing it. And there's just something hilarious about watching a terrible movie. Now, the movie that we watched tonight was kind of boring because it was a ripoff of Rambo, and it was really just about a guy who was killing Vietnamese people. And so to make it fun, I described the lives of all these Vietnamese people, and I made them amazing people, didn't I?
You did. You really made us feel horrible for their deaths.
Of course.
You made war really feel bad, which is what it should have done.
As
that
it
movie
should
didn't do that
be.
At all. Yeah.
I talked about how they were all humanitarians and they were all good people and they had families and they had friends and they had lovers and they all had their lives and they were excited to,
I think
for
that's
their
a
futures.
Great bit. Like I feel like you should take this on the road, like make it a PowerPoint presentation where you stand up in front of a group of people and you pause it and you describe the person that's about to die.
Oh my God.
I think it's a good idea.
It is a funny bit. I can't take full credit for it because if you watch like the Austin Powers movies, there are deleted scenes on the DVDs. Like I'm really sorry that they took these scenes out of the movies, but there's a collection of like several scenes that when Austin Powers kills the evil henchman. Mm-hmm. It then cuts to the home, like the henchman's home, of the housewife waiting for henchman number two to come home.
Yeah.
Gosh, where's henchman number two? And he's got a family and he's got like three children. He's got the cutest little children. Like, where's daddy? Like, it's like the funniest thing. It's like,
oh my God. They cut it because it was too dark. I think.
Well, of course, it's so dark. He's mindlessly killed these henchmen, but these henchmen, they're all just people who have a job. Yeah. Like, sure, they work for Dr. Evil, but they're just people who have a job. They're like, well, here's a job in the paper I'll apply for. Remember papers? And like, I'll apply for henchman number two. They're looking for henchman number two. Oh, my God. It was so funny, and they took it out of the movie, and I just think that they are so great.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, what you're doing, you can still do it. Take it on the road. Take that bit on the road.
I thought about it because Twitch is having a convention soon in a few months in Las Vegas, and we go to Vegas regularly. We just went a week ago to visit my wife's dad, who lives in Vegas. He lives in Henderson, and we love to go visit him because it's just fun. We had the best trip this past week.
Yeah.
So there's a Twitch convention coming up in Vegas, and I thought about doing Bad Movies Live, and I would call it Bad Movies Live, and you have to pitch your idea to them, and then they'll let you know if they can have you on the stage, but I'm like, they're not going to let me go on stage for 2 hours to do a thing. They're looking for people who can do a funny thing in like 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I suppose I could watch like a training video in 10 minutes, but I don't really want to. Because what I do at home is easier.
Yeah. Oh, then don't.
Let me tell you what we did.
That's kind of how I feel. As I get older, it's like, I want to do the easier thing.
Yeah.
I want to do the thing.
Speaking of doing the easier thing, I used to sneak into hotels and go use their pools. Like when we would go to Hawaii, we wouldn't be staying at these like $400, $500 a night resorts that have these amazing pools with these slides. We would just sneak in. And we'd find a way to get someone's room number so that we could get a wristband and go ride the slides and hang out and not get kicked out of the pool area. And by the way, for anyone looking to do this, by the way, you shouldn't do it. It's illegal and it's wrong. But if you want to do it, here's what you have to do. You go over to where people eat, where people have had food at the grill, and they've just signed their check with their name and their room number, and you sit down at a table, and you just look at that piece of paper sitting on the table, and you're like, oh, Mr. Jackson, room 608. And then you walk over to the place where they give out the wristbands and the towels, and you say, Jackson, 608. And they go, here you go, Mr. Jackson. And you go, thank you. That's all you have
horrible.
To And that's no, it's horrible, but that's all you have to do to get a wristband at a fancy resort. That's all you have to do. And I've done it a million times. You go sit down at a table when someone gets up, you get their name and room number, and you use that to get wristbands. That's all you have to do. Okay. Don't steal from their room. Don't order drinks on their tab or whatever. Don't do that shit. But it's not going to hurt them if you're getting wristbands and you're enjoying your time.
That's true.
That's all you have to do. All right. So, and it's true. Honestly, I've done it a dozen times. So this time we go to Vegas and Kim's dad lives pretty near this casino called the Green Valley Casino, Green Valley Resort, whatever. They have a beautiful pool back there with a grill and all sorts of stuff. Sure, I could have done the old trick, but I went there and I said, hey, how much for a day pass for me and my son? Because Kim didn't want to go swim. So I took Charlie to go swim. And it was $20 for me and $10 for Charlie, and I paid it this time. I actually paid it. I paid the $30 so that Charlie and I could hang out for 5 hours by the Green Valley pool, and we had the best freaking day. It was so good. It was so much fun. We hung out by the. I'm going to show you a picture. We hung out by the pool.
That's good for a podcast.
You're on video on YouTube. People can see it on YouTube. I'm hanging out.
I'm not 100% sure this is going to be an actual episode.
It is. It is. It's already an episode. I'm hanging out with my boy at the Green Valley Casino at YouTube, just having the best day.
Oh,
one of the best days of our lives, swimming and ordering food from the grill. We had burgers and
next
fries.
Time you're going to Vegas, let us know.
All right. I'm going
maybe
to Vegas,
we'll
you guys. I'm going to Vegas.
When?
You'll go to Vegas?
Yeah, maybe. We'll join you.
Here's the deal. Come out for a long trip here, and then while we're here, we'll go to Vegas.
Okay. I could tell. This will be a hard sell for China, because I don't know that she likes Vegas. But we'll see.
Vegas is a lot of fun. Vegas is just like entertainment crazy. Like, there's so much entertainment in Vegas. And not only that, here's the weird thing about Vegas. Vegas has the best restaurants I have ever been to, and the reason why they have the best restaurants is because they have to. They're located in the middle of the freaking desert, and they have to have the best restaurants. So
we had great sushi there.
You get remarkable sushi. You get remarkable Italian food. You get remarkable Mexican food. Like, everything you can think of, you get the best restaurants in Vegas because they have to be the best to get people to go there to spend
to
money at
the
casinos.
Yeah.
Which I never do. I never gamble.
I was there for I had to shoot video for a conference for the job I had, and I was by myself, and I played video poker for a while, and I was up $100.
Nice.
I was like, oh my god!
And you
oh
cashed out. You're like, I'm done.
Well, it was still early in my trip, and I'm like, oh, I was thinking about it. Just cash out. I'm like, wait, I'm by myself. What else am I going to do?
Cash out $100. Go get
bored.
Dinner.
I'm bored. What am I going to do?
Go get sushi. Free sushi. $100. Go get free sushi.
Let's be honest. I'm going to gamble. So I'm going to. So I just continued. And then I was down $100. Then that was the end.
That's how they get you.
Yep. Because I had nothing else to do. I was by myself.
No. Here's what you have to do. Go get sushi. When you are guys, when you go to Vegas and you're up $100, cash the fuck out and go get the fuck sushi.
Yeah, but then what? Like, I still had like 2 days there. Like,
go get sushi, go back to your hotel room, masturbate to porn, and go to sleep. That's all
but
you
then
have.
What about the next 2 days? What
the
about
next,
the next
two days? Do exactly the same thing, but
just
without the
sushi
and the gambling.
No sushi? No eating? No eating? Just, I don't eat anymore the rest of the time there?
Oh my God, I love this podcast. This is the best podcast that's ever been made. Thank you, everybody, for listening to two guys talking about this. This is an episode. It's going to go up. It is going to go up. Thank you, everybody, for listening to two guys talking about Lettuce. My name is Greg
Benson. Good night, everybody.
And that's Craig Benzin. You guys are the best.
I'm Craig Benzin.
Have a great night. We will see you next time. Goodbye. Oh, shit, I'm dizzy.
Yeah.
I'm dizzy. I'm stopping recording this.